Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
By any of the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores, where you'll find everyday low prices on the parts you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any auto parts store's price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fans, as the Blackhawks battle the Ducks in the Western Conference Final, keep it right here for expert analysis, breaking postseason news, and your reaction too. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Jordan Burnfield. Blackhawks analyst Steve Conroy says tomorrow's game for the Western Conference Final is the biggest game of the Hawks season.
They know they're capable of going in there and winning, but they need that next win. They need to go into Anaheim 2-2. You're down 3-1. It might be game, set, match.
Hawks now trail the series 2-1 following their 2-1 loss last night, and lineup changes may be on the way. The Hawks have recalled Trevor Van Riemsdyk from Rockford just over 6 weeks since right wrist surgery. Joel Quenneville said he's clear to play, but will not go in Game 4. Antoine Vermette, Teuvo Teravainen could be back in the Hawks lineup tomorrow, though, as well. Also tonight, Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final, it's the Rangers and the Lightning, with New York trailing the series 2-1. Baseball, Cubs and Diamondbacks lift the lid on a 3-game set in Arizona. John Lester seeking his 5th straight victory when he opposes Josh Colemanter. Chris Bryant batting .394 during his 10-game hitting streak. He's homered 5 times in the last 12 contests. Jeff Samardzija gets the assignment tonight for the White Sox. They host the Twins in the 1-3. Minnesota comes in 6 games over .500 this late in the season for the first time since they won the AL Central back in 2010. Bill Hughes will be their starter. Brewers reliever Will Smith slapped with an 8-game suspension by Major League Baseball for having a foreign substance on his arm while pitching in last night's game against Atlanta. He was ejected. Said he forgot to wipe the combination of rosin and sunscreen off his arm before entering the game. Basketball, after missing 47 contests last year, Kobe Bryant has reportedly told Lakers GM Mitch Kupchak next season will be his last in a Laker uniform. It would mark his 20th year with the franchise. And Michael Sam has signed a 2-year contract with the Montreal Alouettes of the Canadian Football League. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Robert Morris University, Illinois' Graduate School. Accelerate a master's in sports administration at RMU. And join 670 The Score for the Bud Light on the Glass playoffs appearance Monday at Bulldog and New Lenox. Come out and meet and greet Blackhawk legend Dennis Savard from 7 to 8:30. Enter for your chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score tonight at 6:35. Sox take on the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Jordan Burnfield. Have a great weekend, man. Have a great weekend, everybody. Adrian Wojnarowski from Yahoo Sports was a guest on our show. Marcus Thompson from Bay Area News, GP. Eddie Olczyk joined us just last hour to talk about Coach Q and the maddening coaching maneuvers and what the Hawks have to do in the series.
Speaking of that, Antoine Vermette, actually, there was a quote that he was not happy, but he has to be ready to do his job. So Antoine Vermette, not happy at all being a healthy scratch last night.
Understood. I wouldn't be either. Never been a healthy scratch. Never been a, have I been a scratch? Well, yeah, sure, I've been a scratch. Nick Shepkowski.
I jumped on a plane to Phoenix because you were a healthy scratch.
Oh, yeah, I was an unhealthy scratch at that point.
Too, you jerk. Yeah, Nick, expendable.
Nick Shepkowski and Adam Harris and Rick Camp in for Jay Zawoski.
Good job, Camp.
Thank you, Rick. And I won't tell people about the pictures you were showing Nick Shepkowski on your phone.
You just did, though.
No, I didn't. I didn't say what they were. Just said he was showing him pictures. Brian Gertz does the video stream. He does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our intern is Jason Kastner.
Yeah, he's the cool one.
Sweet. Yeah. And now we go to Dan Bernstein. Is that how you pronounce it? And Terry Bores.
No, it's Don. It's Don Bernstein, and it's Larry Horace. And they're
Don
out
and
there.
Tony.
Don and Tony.
Remember, out there Don and Tony.
At the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with Bores and Bernstein live at Toby Keith's I Love This Bar and Grill, 5441 Park Place in Rosemont. Fellas, what's happening?
Our third stop at I Love This Bar and Grill, and yep, we love it as much as we always do, thanks to our friends at Bud Light. Hello.
We don't have the power to bring in Toby, though. We don't have, I haven't got that power yet.
Big shooter. You'd be
a
big shooter.
Ramon Red Rectum.
No, we can only, we can bring in his inexpensive Mexican equivalent, but that's
who's that?
Hawk. Well, first, we'll make sure Hawk thinks he's funny.
Is he funny?
Yeah, then we'll go from there.
How about Toby Hara? Can you go get Toby Hara?
Can I tell you guys something? This is my take from listening a lot of the show early today and then some later on as well, that hockey callers are just as dumb as Bears callers. I mean, some of those calls you took today, I wanted to stop and just kill everybody in sight.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
I know which one you're referring
to. Phones.
You're referring to the Coach Q one, how he's awful at his job and he should be let go.
Because,
yeah,
God.
I mean, the people have angst. I won't have angst till after Saturday if they're down 3-1, and I don't expect them to be down 3-1 after Saturday. I think it's going to be a three-game series.
Game 7 in Cleveland.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Game seven in Cleveland. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm still waiting for that. When are they going to play that damn thing?
Yeah, I know, man. It's coming
season.
Soon.
Yeah.
After the Atlanta series. Cleveland gets.
Yeah, well, so what was your guys' take on the game last night? What'd you see? What'd you think?
I don't know.
I kind of think that, and this is just, you know, from I thought the first game, the Hawks were the best team and still didn't win. And then the second game, that was just, I don't even know what to make of that. I was too tired. I went to bed. That's what I've said before.
I'm not staying.
I'm
tired.
I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And then last night, I'm not sure anymore.
Yeah, me neither, Terry.
I'm not sure that statement anymore.
For the first time since early in that Nashville series, I am truly concerned as to whether they get out of the West. This is a very good team, and you lost the game last night, I think in large part because of a mad scientist maneuver from a guy who can't help but outthink himself. A truly great coach, but he can't help but outthink himself and stay loyal to veterans to a terrible, damaging fault. And it was a big part of why they lost that game last night. So now they've given them that one. And yeah, they could have lost game two, but now you've given them one off your home ice. So even if you do end up going 7, it might not have needed to go 7. So
I mean, I would say that the Ducks are better than I thought they were, but it's not like I saw them play before this playoff
series.
They're
just good.
So.
They're just good.
Not a big statement for you?
It would be an odd thing to say because it's not like I've watched them play
better than I've heard they were.
Watch them play?
Yeah. And they
are good though. I mean, look,
they're
it's not
deeper.
Like
that fourth line, they're just like. They're flying all over the place.
And they're tough. I mean, I don't really look at this and say, well, this is a walkover. I mean, I never thought that in the first place.
Yeah.
I certainly don't think it now.
Yeah, and their goalie has matched your goalie save for save. And actually yes, was better has. Than your goalie last night. So
yes, he has.
But don't you go nuts, really, in any sport when it's about a coach just trying to look for some reason to get a guy in he's wanted to get in. And he gives you the BS of the fresh legs.
Is Kirk on skates?
It doesn't bother me as much with hockey because you've got so much inherent randomness. You'd have to look and see how many times it's worked because it probably has. It's just when it doesn't work, we get all crazy about it. But yeah. I'm sure there are times where those hunches get played and you're not looking at a large sample size and you're looking at odd bounces and then a puck on the edge and somebody falling down. I mean, whatever. So I don't know the answer to that because I don't know what the data suggests about moves like that.
Well, how do you feel? How did you feel about last night, what you saw?
He doesn't know how to feel without
the data.
I'd
rather they win than they lose.
I've been a season ticket holder for 30 years.
He needs the data to tell him how to feel, Jason.
Oh, my God.
No, I don't know how you're supposed to feel because I got to know how often
things like
that work.
I never know how you feel after a hockey game.
Well, I think they got outworked last night. I think they got outplayed, and
did
I
they
didn't.
Lose
I didn't
momentum
in game and out of game momentum.
About Mount Zawaskis would be going off
oh
right
my God.
Now.
And
he did last night.
Apparently, he did on Twitter
oh
as well.
Man.
traded. Trade this Kane. Yeah. I hate every. No, I don't know if he said all that.
He didn't say
he's
that.
Little, nah,
no, Don McNeil from
Don
the Breakfast
right,
Club.
Right, he has a brass pot on his head instead of a copper one. It sucked that they lost. I was praying for it to be done in regulation either way, and watched a little basketball. But it was a boring ass game too. That was the other thing. Like there wasn't
it
much.
It was lifeless.
It wasn't much
the
happening.
The whole building
in that
was
game.
Lifeless.
Yeah, you know where you at, hockey fans? Get well, crazy. Get loud.
They're confused as to why the best players aren't on the ice.
Yeah,
these aren't inexpensive regular season tickets. This is your white collar crowd
out
there now. So
well, I've been a season ticket holder for 35 years now.
yeah, give me your credit. Yeah, give me your
5 years.
Added 5 years.
Give
already,
me your fan credentials immediately so I can validate your call.
You know what? You made a point the other day, which is absolutely valid, which I've always said, that the best place to watch hockey is there. Yeah. Not on TV. I don't care how great your TV is. TVs are great these days. I get a great picture. Everything's fine. But there's nothing like in person for a hockey game.
No, not at all.
That's where you have to be.
Yeah.
That's when you get the full feel and you can actually have a thought that matters.
Center ice,
when
you know, 200 stuff. Level, yeah. Somewhere around there. Sit down and, you know, you go over there and hug Jay Blunk and shake Adam Raguin's hands for the thank him for the free
or
tickets.
Vice versa.
Yeah. You hug his hand and you shake Jay Blunk.
Why not?
Isn't that what you do in a hockey game?
Right.
Yeah.
You get a hot stick.
Yeah. Yeah. It was brothers night out against the Avalanche. Yeah. It was me and three brothers sitting in the middle of 200 level just taking in some hockey. It was
special
fun.
Special section.
Yeah. Oh,
that
yeah.
Really
we,
is a special we, section. Definitely.
Definitely was a special section. But I mean, well, yeah, the sport is more enjoyable live.
By
no
far.
Doubt about it. No doubt.
By far.
Yeah, and you get to see more things developing. How about last night?
Yes.
We didn't even get into it during the show, but how awesome was it to see, probably not for Blackhawks fans, but to see a guy break his stick and immediately the bench put out another
awesome.
Stick, he grabs it,
and
he finishes the
happened.
Play.
And the
it
correct
a couple of years ago with the Hawks.
The correct curvature of the stick, the correct handed
right,
stick.
Right,
too.
He's like, I got to get his stick. Like the stick breaks, and from that point in time, you go, okay, grab his stick.
Yeah.
You know, find it, grab it. Put it out there and let him finish a play all within like a second and a half.
They got stick issues, man. Sticks are breaking all over the place in this series, too. And, then
and
just
members of sticks.
They're more expensive and they're thinner? I don't know what the case may be. Yeah.
Hey, and members of it what came up in last segment of things that happened to people's brains. Did you guys hear about me at the zoo? I was at the zoo on Sunday. Or whenever
You've
it was.
Been there
last
before,
week.
I've listened to the show.
Zing!
Something tells you me it's all happening at the zoo. So I'm at the zoo, and I'm near the seals, and all I could think of was Vince Lombardi at a chalkboard diagramming the power sweep. Got a seal here, and a seal here.
Crazy person. Crazy person actions.
It's about the blocking, you know, seal off this guy. But I'm just standing in the middle of the zoo laughing my ass off to nobody and nothing.
That's what the score
That's
does to you.
That's the fun of it.
Yeah, Yes,
that's
it
the
is.
Fun of it. It's like the cookies that are placed on your hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And the little bits take up brain space, and you can't. It's not up to you to turn them on
no,
or off.
No, it just popped right in.
It's been a long time since I've been to the damn zoo. How was it? Okay, in general, other than you being
which
weird?
Zoo?
Yeah, Lincoln Park.
So that means there's a threat of animals dying.
Yeah, the elephant thing didn't work out well.
Remember Lincoln Park Zoo had like a different animal dying every day, like a couple of years ago?
I don't remember.
They
that.
Do, they, but you know what? Yeah. I want to go see.
Hey, you know what? You know, they should have fired Mike Thomas. That's what they should have done.
they have two new female lions that I do want to check out.
I think I saw them.
Yeah,
I think I saw those female lions. Yeah. They were not very active. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing about a zoo. As you get older, it's like,
the animals are like, you know,
just lying around.
This isn't my natural habitat, you jerk. So I'm just waiting for a bucket of meat and waiting to die.
I'm not putting any on any damn show for you.
If Ruben is in a zoo phase, especially this summer, definitely make the Milwaukee trip.
Milwaukee Zoo is a good one?
Terrific.
A seal here and a seal here.
Yeah, Milwaukee's really good, except be careful around the bonobos. He's too young, but when he gets a little older, just watch the bonobos, because that's some hot bonobo on bonobo action.
I saw that
all.
I saw
over,
that,
and it's male on male, it's male on female, it's female on female.
Oh, that's
and
right.
It's all they do.
In other words, it's America.
Right.
It's pretty much America, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure there's a category for that on Pornhub. Actually, the bonobo category.
There's a lot of things that happen in Milwaukee.
At the Pfister.
Yeah, at the Pfister.
At the
I took a bonobo to the Pfister.
Whether you're a brewer, a packer,
I still miss the masturbating monkey at Brookfield.
Well, that was your buddy, right?
Guy. Every time that same monkey was sitting spanking his monkey.
Just touching himself?
The exact same way. I mean, he would see people gather, and he would jump up to the branch.
Maybe it was just you, though, Terry. Like, maybe every time you came, he was like,
it was like doing this show.
There goes the guy I need. Terry and the masturbating monkeys.
Hey, right. Have you ever...
Well?
Let me ask you. Have you ever seen somebody do what James Harden does in his ability to contort himself to give the appearance of being physically violated in a way that's just not even possible by the contact that's being delivered?
You know what I love that he does? He takes and uses your natural instinct to reach for the ball against you every time.
Because the ball's moved by the time you're reaching for it. He's got his head there or his arm there.
I'm talking about on the step to the basket where he's gathered it and he's got the ball in both hands. And he's got some of the strongest forearms in the game. We can get back to Terry's monkey again. He's got some of the strongest forearms in the game.
How did they get that strong?
And he gets the ball really low. And guys get in there, and what he does is rake through. And it looks like contact. And sometimes it is, but his arms are so strong that the ball's not going to come loose. And the worst thing that's going to happen is he's going to make you now call it as a ref. He's putting it on you to notice the contact and see the contact and penalize the contact. He's the best at that because, guys, you're not supposed to reach. But when the ball's so low, you get down there and he brings those forearms through and he gets to the line. That's why he didn't get to the line a lot last year, because refs are like, screw that. We're not going to fall for that now. And these last couple of games has been tough.
We're not
going to
fall for the strong forearms.
He had the shot for just an instant and missed the little opening he had.